Hey, Ashley.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. It's nice to hear a voice.
I know. You know Madison loves Ashley McBride. Your concert sold out so fast. We're excited for the postponed date, and the postponed venue is now larger. So some tickets are still available now for that new date. Just text Ashley to 608-321-1063.
That's going to be awesome. A bigger room, and everybody's going to be healthy, and we'll all be together, and we'll be happy.
Yeah, this is our light at the end of the tunnel we've been telling folks to look forward to. And the new venue you're going to be at, the Majestic is a great place, but the Sylvie, where you're going to be at, is brand new. This is a state-of-the-art facility and one of my favorite places to see a concert, and I cannot wait to see you command that entire room. That's going to be so much fun.
Does it have that new venue smell?
It still does. They have the little trees hanging from the rafters to make sure it stays.
That's great. Hey, we asked some of our live feeders. Today's Q106 on Facebook. Our live feeders had a few questions for you, so we'll start with their questions. How about that?
Bring it on.
All right. So first was from Helen, and she wanted to know, have you written any new songs during the quarantine?
I haven't finished any new songs during the quarantine, but right before the quarantine, we had just written a new song.
So you haven't been sitting around going stir crazy just with a pen and paper writing songs about how you wish you could leave the house?
Yeah, I think it's partly because I'm not, you know, you get out what you put in, and I'm watching so much trash television that there's not a lot of cogs moving in my brain right now.
I feel that. And I really liked Helen's follow-up question. What is your favorite meal from your childhood? You know, maybe you're making some of those homemade meals now, reliving from some food memories from your childhood.
My favorite thing my mother makes since I was little, still true today, is she makes the best fried chicken and mashed potatoes, and then she uses the chicken, what do you call it, the drippings, to make the most amazing gravy. So when I go home, my mom says, what do you want? I go, I want chicken gravy. Gravy is my favorite food group. Anything you can dip into something else is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Gravy is my favorite food group. That is awesome.
Gravy, gas station. Which I would lump truck stop in there with gas station. Those are two of my favorite food groups. Freezer, that's a good food group too.
So, well, now I'm guessing based on gas station and freezer, are you much of a cook?
I'm not terrible. I just love taquitos for some reason. And pizza rolls, which they're not even really a food. But I do have a really cool grill, and I've been trying to get better at grilling and smoking meats because, I mean, what else do I have to do?
Might as well take some time to learn.
We love how you've been jumping on your social media though and giving us some entertainment several times a week. What days are you doing that again?
I'm trying to do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30. And 2:30 is a really interesting time because it's okay for all of us to tune in on our lunch breaks, and also our friends overseas. It's not too late for the UK. Yeah.
That's great. That's wonderful that you're doing that, keeping folks. So is that how you're handling? That's another question that we had.
Oh, from Kathy.
From Kathy. How are you handling self-quarantine? Is that one of the things you're doing? Smoking meats and going live on Facebook?
Yeah, you know what? And going live on Facebook three times a week ensures that I take a shower three times a week. It's really been nice.
Yes!
Remember to take showers!
I recorded a PSA for a friend that says stay inside, and I did it in my shower, and I said shower up and stay inside, because you got to keep that in mind. That's also a sign of depression if you're not showering.
And also, I'm making a point to like wear pants, you know, like jeans. Even the day that I wore a dinosaur onesie, I still had jeans on under that, because
that
I don't want to know what shape my body might take if I don't put actual pants on.
Yeah, yes.
That's a good point, Ashley McBride.
Yeah.
Well, we're loving the Facebook Live.
So now, what are you most excited about this album coming out? It's something small, like the album art, or a certain song, you know? Is there like a B-side that you're excited about?
Oh, I'm really excited about the entire record. I'm very, very excited for everyone to hear the song Never Will, because it's so important to us. And if you've got the vinyl, I haven't yet seen the disc version of it, but if you've the vinyl and you pull out the insert, there's a photo of my band and I, and we're listening this for the first time. This is the first time any of us had heard the record, because when we made the record, we didn't listen as we go. We'd record a song, go on, record a song, next song, next song, next song. We came in at the very end of it, and Jay said, let's listen today. And so all of the guys kind of have their head down. We all have our listening face on. And not the most flattering photo of me, but it's a really cool moment. So if you've got the vinyl version, you get to see that moment that Katie Kessel captured for us.
Everybody, get the new album from Ashley McBride called Never Will. It comes out this Friday, and we can't wait to see you back in Madison October 1st.
I cannot wait to be back with you.